Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Chance of rain showers
today. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. High temperatures reach up to 76. Partly cloudy tonight. Slight chance of thunderstorms. Lows level off around 54. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Storms likely. Daytime highs approaching 73. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 54.
Kansas Midwest and Brick News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, health officials across the state of Kansas say they are concerned about the lack of vaccinations against the measles in the state after Bob Beatty, political analyst, sat down to talk about the lack of number of what they say is not reaching herd immunity in the state when it comes to getting a vaccine to fight the virus.
Well, you know, obviously, in terms of vaccinations, health officials often want over 90% of the population to be vaccinated, and then that offers what they call herd immunity. And then everybody is basically safe, and they get under that percentage. And then even people that are vaccinated are still, some of them are still at risk from getting measles or some other infectious disease. So there's a real worry that if too many people opt out, they will not get that herd immunity. And they're especially worried about, like, preschools. So, you know, that their older brothers, older sisters, and others could pass it on. They say that young children are most vulnerable.
Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Spring is in the air, and that means it's time for a fresh start at Midwest Kia. Is your old ride cluttering up the driveway? Trade it in today and get up to $5,000 over MMR value. Need a fresh financial start? Drive home a brand new Kia with rates as low as 0% for 72 months. Or clean up with massive savings. Lease rebates up to $19,000. Don't forget, every new Kia comes with industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Spring cleaning has never felt this good, and these deals won't last forever. Hurry into Midwest Kia, where we make car buying simple, transparent, and fast. And we are always singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
0% APR for 72 months. $13.89 per month per $1,000 financed at 72 months. APR financing subject to credit approval at Kia Finance America. Not all will qualify. Offer expires 4/30/2025.
Health officials across the state of Kansas are warning individuals that there was another spread, possibly, of the measles in the state, especially around the Garden City area, saying that if you were at the Clarion Inn in Garden City on April 8th, 9th, or 10th, that health officials say that you may have been exposed to the measles virus. KSNT News reports, according to the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, they say the measles virus can stay in the air and on surfaces for up to 2 hours, is highly contagious, and anyone that was at the Clarion Hotel in Garden City on any of those dates should watch for symptoms, avoid high-risk settings, and talk to a healthcare provider.
So measles is a respiratory virus. It's very contagious. You don't even have to have contact with a person. You can just have it in a room and also be contracted. It starts off with fever and cough, conjunctivitis. There's an incubation period of a few days. Then there's the prodrome, which are the fever, and then you get the rash.
Mid-America Network News.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. While raising the minimum wage across the state of Nebraska, it could be happening at a slower increment, but at least more consistent and steady after a compromise bill from both sides of the aisle in the state legislature that have created a new deal avoiding the law's inflationary increases. As according to the Nebraska Examiner, they say that Legislative Bill 258 would completely remove the permanent annual cost of living increases to the state minimum wage beginning in 2027, saying under the Claus Amendment, the wage would increase steadily by 1.75% annually, whereas of right now, lawmakers would see much larger increases potentially. Overall, average inflation for the past 5 years has been just over 4% for living expenses, and over the past 10 years, it was 2.63%. So far, the Claus Amendment has not been added to the Legislative Bill 258, and some say that if it's not attached, they will not support the legislation moving forward. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread.
which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Further details released in a document from the Nemahal County District Court in the murder case against Gary Hermisch, who allegedly shot down Father Harul Karasala April 3rd. A witness confirmed that Karasala was shot 3 times. He later died. Hermisch then proceeded to the Nemahal County Sheriff's Office, where he told Undersheriff Bob Cross that he needed to be arrested. When asked why, he said that he had just shot Karasala. Hermisch told authorities the gun was in his vehicle, and he was discovered with 3 rounds spent after a search warrant was obtained. Gary Hermisch later refused to speak with Kansas Bureau of Investigation officers, requesting an attorney. Preliminary hearing in the case was previously moved to June 17th. Hall Brothers will begin work in Marshall County Tuesday on the overlay project on the Cottage Hill Blacktop south of Blue Rapids. Pilot cars will be leading traffic on Cyclone Lane from U.S. 77 East to 8th Road during the project, which is to be complete May 2nd, weather permitting. Marshall County commissioners continued a discussion with the architect and county sheriff, who presented a plan for remodel and construction of a 30-bed facility at the current jail site. The new construction portion would be 6,900 square feet, the existing remodel 3,900 square feet. Initial cost estimates ranged between $6 and $7.5 million. Marshall County Treasurer advising since taxes are due on a Saturday, May 10th, that office will be open all day Friday, May 9th for tax collection. Nemahal County Commissioners heard from the county attorney at last week's meeting regarding use of tax credits for economic development and with improvements throughout the county. A motion was passed to sign interlocal agreements with affected entities with recent adoption of a new neighborhood revitalization program for Nemahal County. Kansas Insurance Commissioner released data on claims paid in 2024 with nearly $57,000 for a combined $612 million. A county-by-county report is available on the department website at insurance.ks.gov. Marshall County had $6.1 million in claims paid, Nemahal County nearly $4 million, and Washington County $525,000 in 2024. The data includes the number of total claims as well as the amount paid for those claims across several types of storm losses, including hail, wind, water damage, and other weather-related claim losses for homeowner and automobile policies. River Valley Extension District will continue a series of community coffees on a Wednesday, 9 to 10 a.m., at the cafe at the mall in Greenlee. Coffee and conversation served. Public is invited to attend.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Doris E. Wenzel, age 84, of Pawnee City, passed away Sunday. Mass of Christian burial Thursday, 10:30, at St. Anthony's Catholic Church, Steiner. Interment in the church cemetery. Rosary Wednesday evening at 7 at the church, with a visitation Wednesday from 9 until 5. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 3 until 5 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Doris Wenzel. Theodore W. Ted Pinkham, age 75, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m., at the Memorial Presbyterian Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday. Family will receive friends 5 until 7 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Ted Pinkham. Morris O. Merrill, age 84, of Waterville, passed away Saturday. Memorial service will be held at a later date, with the Christy Anders funeral home in charge of arrangements for Morris Merrill. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken fried steak, mashed potatoes, zucchini and tomatoes, strawberries and bananas. Tomorrow, a sloppy joe with chips, broccoli and cheese, and spiced apple cake. Key Indy Y News Time, 7:14.
The difference is clear. For nearly half a decade, Blue River Eye Care has been proudly serving our community, helping you see the world more clearly. From routine eye exams to advanced vision care, we're here for your eye health at every stage of life. As we celebrate 5 years of service, we want to say thank you to our wonderful patients for trusting us with your vision. Your smiles and satisfaction keep us inspired every day. Haven't had your eye exam yet this year? Come see me, Dr. Lowell, or Dr. Olson at Blue River Eye Care. Schedule your appointment today and celebrate clearer, brighter vision. Call us at 785-562-2631 or schedule online at blueevereyecare.com.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Scattered showers are possible today, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. Then some scattered showers and thunderstorms possible overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. Showers and thunderstorms then become likely into Wednesday, mixing with sunshine with our highs in the lower to mid 70s. Then showers and thunderstorms continue into Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. Showers and thunderstorms continue throughout the day on Thursday, mostly cloudy with our highs in the lower 70s. Then rain showers still possible throughout Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. More rain likely early on Friday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. Then a slight chance for some rain showers into Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. Rain showers still continue into Saturday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. And more scattered showers likely throughout Saturday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Scattered showers possible Sunday with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late April 68, record high on this date 93, the average low 46 and the record low 25. Sunset this evening 8:11, sunrise in the morning at 6:40. Sunny and 53 degrees this hour. That's check in the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 22nd of April. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's time to pony up, Marysville. Match day is Friday, May 2nd. Give in person at the Helvering Community Center in Marysville from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. or donate online anytime between 12:01 a.m. and 11:59 p.m. Your gift will support 61 local nonprofits. Make a difference and visit ponyupmarysville.com on May 2nd.
Playoffs are not disappointing early on. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. We expected the Clippers and Nuggets to be as tight as the double letters in the middle of each of their names, and that's what we're getting. After dropping the series opener in overtime, Clippers even the series with a three-point win last night in Game 2, 105-102. Kawhi Leonard, 39 in the win. Nikola Jokic in the loss, his 19th career playoff triple-double. Not since 2012 have we seen a series tied 1-1 with the first two games decided by three or fewer. Denver coach David Adelman.
I thought this series would be like this. Both really good teams. You know, we both throughout the season had ups and downs, but now we're both healthy and going at it. I know how good of a team they are, and I think we can go down there and win. I really do. And this series always felt like it was going to be like this.
Tied 1-1, Game 3 Thursday in L.A. In New York, Pistons even that series 1-1, beating the Knicks 100-94, snapping a 15-game postseason losing streak that dated back to 2008. Cade Cunningham, 33 in the win. Stanley Cup action. Capitals take the opener of their series with an overtime win at Montreal.
They score! And Ovechkin got it! His first overtime game winner! Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, Montreal! Alex Ovechkin, the overtime game-winning goal!
John Walton, Capitals Radio Network. Stars also win in OT. Colin Blackwell, the game winner, to beat the Avs 4-3. That series is even at 1. Kings blow a 4-goal lead, but score in the final minute to beat Edmonton 6-5 and take the opener. Jets hold serve at home. They beat St. Louis 2-1. Winnipeg leads 2-0 in that series. Baseball, Marlins beat Cincinnati 6-3. Max Meyer, 14 strikeouts and 6 shutout innings. Giants beat Milwaukee 5-2 for win number 15. Astros shut out the Blue Jays 7-0. Cooper Flagg makes it official, posting on social media he is indeed leaving Duke, going to the NBA draft.
What's the best way to refresh your spring wardrobe? Easy. Just come into Macy's and meet with one of our free personal stylists. They're experts who know more than just the latest trends and styles. They know how to find the looks, fits, and sizes that are perfect for you. Even better, get an extra 20% off purchases at your first session. So book your free appointment in-store or at Macy's.com/personal stylist and walk out with a whole new spring wardrobe at 20% off. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Graduation season is here, and Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville has the selection of party favorites to match the moment. From mouth-watering pulled pork, juicy chicken wings and thighs, savory baked beans with burnt ends and all the sides to make your grad's party the top of its class. Make graduation a day to remember with catering options from Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. President Trump's criticism of Fed Chair Jerome Powell sent a chill through the stock market Monday, with the Dow Jones falling for a fourth consecutive session. The Dow plunged 971 points yesterday to close at 38,170, while the S&P gave up 2.3%, the NASDAQ Composite 2.5%. Trump's tariff threats have one Swiss drug company laying out plans for a $50 billion expansion in the U.S. Roche says its investment will create more than 12,000 jobs, mostly in manufacturing. The Justice Department is urging the judge who's labeled Google an illegal monopoly to order a partial breakup of the search giant. The DOJ is demanding that Google be forced to sell its Chrome web browser. Spring has sprung at Target. The retailer is launching its own brand of live plants and flowers called Good Little Garden. The company's boasting more than 60 types of flowers and plants sold at various Target locations. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The city of Washington is accepting applications for a power plant operator. Applicants must possess a valid Kansas Class B CDL with a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Knowledge in diesel engine operation, power generation, and maintenance, along with a skilled level of working in the operation of fossil fuel engines, electric generators, and associated equipment is required. The position is on call on a rotating basis, with residency within a 5-mile radius of Washington required. Applicants subject to pre-employment drug screening. Visit the city website for a full job description and application, or contact city clerk at 785-325-2284. Compensation dependent upon qualifications and includes an excellent benefit package. Interested candidates should submit application along with resume, cover letter, and 3 work-related references to the city clerk at Washington, Box 296, Washington, Kansas, 66968. If confidentiality is requested, please state in application materials, position open until filled. City of Washington is an equal opportunity employer.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. It's time again for another Larry Steckling Report.
We've got a lot of corn to plant. Looks like farmers are pretty serious about this corn crop. The latest prospective planting report out of USDA indicated that farmers are going to plant 95.3 million acres of corn. Almost a million more than the trade guess. But guess what? It only knocked the corn market 5 to 10 cents a bushel, which a lot of people thought a million acres more than the trade was guessing. Well, some trade thought that it might even be as high as 96 million acres. But in any event, it came out at 95.3. That's plenty of acres. And it's kind of putting a lid on the market, but not much. People are pretty bullish about what this old corn price could be. Soybeans. Hey, it was down 4% from last year, 83.5 million acres. By the way, that corn number was up 5% from last year, up 5%. Soybeans down 4. Wheat, 45.4 million acres, and that's down 2% from last year, and I'm happy about that. If we have less acres, we should have a better price. And it's kind of hanging in there, all right. But it sure hasn't gained a heck of a lot on this report. Cotton comes in at 9.87 million acres. That's down 12%. So you cotton growers might be all right. I hope you are. In the meantime,
We've got interesting situations as far as what kind of condition this wheat crop's in. I want to see here if I can figure it out. Crop conditions show this wheat pretty good shape, better than last year at this time, but not much. And there's a dry spot or two that needs a big drink in Kansas. Our meteorologists here at CAKE tell us about that almost every day. So,
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
There will be a personal property auction, including tools, lawn and garden, ammo, NASCAR collectibles, furniture, appliances, and miscellaneous. For Kevin and Christy Anderson, Sunday, April 27th, sale begins at 1 o'clock at 1634 22nd Road, Frankfort, south of the U.S. 36 K99 Junction, 5 miles, then east on Pheasant Road for a half mile and north on 22nd Road, 3/4 mile. Tools will include some Milwaukee power tools, gas weed trimmers, an air compressor, Craftsman tool chest, aluminum multi-position ladder. Lawn equipment includes a 2021 Cub Cadet LT42 lawnmower. Some pull-behind items. They'll have a couple of tillers for sale, a pressure washer, ammo, NASCAR collectibles selling, plus furniture including a large dining table, 6 chairs, sectional couch with 3 recliners, king-size sleigh bed matching dresser, also selling a Blackstone 2-burner propane griddle with cover. This personal property auction for Kevin and Christy Anderson, Sunday, April 27th, begins at 1 o'clock, 1634 22nd Frankfort. Pearl Auction and Realty will conduct the sale.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Examining irrigation pivots for any wear and tear now may lead to more successful water applications and potentially fewer mishaps in the heat of the summer and irrigation season. K-State Extension agronomist Tina Sullivan discusses the areas of a pivot that producers should prepare.
Any of our moving parts or the engine or the pumping system, anything that's got any of those coolants, thinking of your car, right? You should probably change your oil every 5,000 miles for a car. You should also change those coolants, oils, lubricants, and all those moving parts just to make sure they're running to the best of their abilities. Because even though they might not be doing 5,000 miles, they might be putting on 500 hours. Each of our towers have some kind of gearbox or drivetrain on them. So making sure those are working properly to make sure each tower of that pivot is moving properly. Over the winter, you might have loosened up some drain plugs or those areas where any, you know, water we didn't want in the system was able to get out. We want to go back through and tighten all those up, tighten all of our gauges back into the system so we know we're running at the proper pressure, but also not having any locations we could be losing that pressure water throughout the system.
She explains the importance of tire pressure.
Tires might be another one of those objects of, sure, they look like they're inflated, but lots of up and down temperatures throughout the season can cause us to lose a proper tire pressure, just like we can in our vehicles. We want to make sure those tire pressures are where the manufacturer says for them, just so we have the proper footprint for our system to run, because any kind of out of balance pressure can cause extra wear and tear torque on our system. Can also increase the amount of wheel tracks we have in a field as well, which we all know wheel tracks can cause some extra undue damage to even some equipment and make a less than pleasant ride through a field.
Sullivan shares what to watch for when starting pivots for the first time.
Look at your water patterns. Make sure you haven't had any of your drops or those nozzle bodies fall off during the season. Just as warm and cool temperatures can cause a tire to lose pressure, it can loosen bands, the pieces that are holding those hoses onto those spigots or those goosenecks. And also making sure our pattern is pretty uniform throughout the field in that first time, just to make sure we're getting the most crop per drop when we start applying.
That was K-State Extension agronomist Tina Sullivan on getting irrigation systems ready for summer. Learn more by reading the April 3rd K-State Agronomy e-update. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
There will be a household and real estate auction for the Barb and Don Ubbin Estate Saturday, April 26th. Sale begins 10 a.m. at 806 Western Avenue in Blue Rapids. Selling lawn and garden items, including a 17-horse, 44-inch rotting mower, a couple of push lawn mowers, brush cutter, patio table and chairs. Tools include a 4,000-watt generator, some fishing gear, an Edison tabletop cylinder player, cylinder roll cabinet with 133 cylinders, smolder toys and games, arrowheads. Household items include a 25 cubic foot refrigerator, electric dryer, a couple of bedroom sets. The real estate sells at noon. It's two bedroom, two bath ranch, main floor utility, at the southwest edge of Blue Rapids. Home has a two-car garage, screen and porch, and still unfinished basement. Central Hair and Heat, all city utilities, and this is on 1/2 acre with new shingles and gutter installed in 2024. This household and real estate auction for the Barb and Don Ubbin Estate Saturday, April 26th, begins at 10 a.m., 806 Western Avenue in Blue Rapids. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
How is your garden measuring up this spring? We'll share a few clever ways to find out on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Imagine a life-threatening storm heads toward your home in the middle of the night. You don't hear the notifications. You can't hear the sirens. The best way to keep you and your family safe is Weather Call. When you're in the direct path of a life-threatening storm or tornado, you'll receive a phone call letting you know where the storm is and when it will arrive. Learn more online by visiting weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. Weather Call travels with you. Wherever you are, it will monitor life-threatening storms at home, work, or on vacation. Customize your alerts. Get lightning safety messages. For just $15 per year, WeatherCall could save your life. Sign up online at weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. weathercall.now.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, April 22nd, the 112th day of the year. Singer and musician Glenn Campbell was born on this day, and in 1889, the Oklahoma land rush began. Ever been around an experienced gardener and marveled at their ability to eyeball measurements? It could be they've just learned a trick or two like these. Many seeds require a spacing of 3 or 4 inches, which you can judge by the width of your hand. A man's hand is about 4 inches wide, a woman's 3. Your knuckle is a good guide for planting depth. Small seeds should be planted to the depth of your first knuckle, larger ones to the second knuckle. And take a closer look at those old-timers' garden tools. You may find they've marked off measurements on their garden towel or hoe handle. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more gardening advice at almanac.com.
7:32 from KNDY, 54 degrees. Highs well out of the 70s on another mild day today. Chance of thunderstorms moving through tonight into Wednesday.
Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Doug Downs. The Kansas City Royals ended a 6-game losing streak this past Sunday. They were off yesterday. Now they start a series with the Rockies. They're finally back home after being on the road for back-to-back series. The Royals and the Rockies will get underway tonight at 6:40. The Wichita State Shockers on a 7-game losing streak. They head to Manhattan to take on the Kansas State Wildcats, who are on a 5-game losing streak. The Shockers are just 1-7 in midweek games this season. Tyler Dobbs will get the start on the mound for the Shockers. Shocker softball has a home midweek game tonight against Kansas City at Wilkins Stadium. Wichita State softball is 23-21-1 overall on the season. A former University of Kansas track star has set a course record at the 129th Boston Marathon. Sharon Locady took first place in the women's division on Monday. While setting a course record, she ran it in 2 hours, 17 minutes, and 22 seconds.
Hey, K-State fans, football season will be here before you know it, and 2025 season tickets are on sale now. Order your season tickets today and secure a seat in the Bill for all 6 home games this fall. Saturdays and Manhattan are best when spent cheering on the Cats with 50,000 members of the K-State family. To order, visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS. Go Cats!
KNDY.